Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house this morning. No, like you really mean it. You're worshiping the one and only true and faithful God. The God that created everything that ever has been or ever will be. The God that loves you regardless. The God that called out your name, that has chosen you. The God that redeemed you, appointed you, positioned you, empowered you, filled you, changed you, changed you, changed you from who you are to who you're meant to be. He changed you, changed you. I'm going to ask you to do something today. Right where you stand, I want you to dig a little deeper. Reach a little higher. Say it. I'm going to dig a little deeper today. Say it. I'm going to dig a little deeper today. Is there anyone in the house or anyone that's viewing that would say today, I'd like to see a little bit more, or a lot more? Welcome to everyone in the house and everyone that's viewing. A happy, blessed Mother's Day to one and all. To everyone in the house, all our friends, our family, all our friends watching, shout out to Seattle, special dear friend in Seattle, love and blessing. My dear sweet mama, mother-in-law in Tucson, Arizona, I love you. Big kisses, hugs. It's the greatest season of your life. To our dear friends in Rome today, looking at a Roman sky, God's blessing. To people all over the world who are listening and hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the body. To all those in California that said, we're not leaving, we're standing. We're believing the will and the word of the Lord. This is what I want you to do. Dig a little deeper. I'm going to reach a little higher. The Spirit of the Lord will set your soul on fire. You believe that? Dig a little deeper. Reach a little higher. The Spirit of the Lord is going to set your soul on fire. You'll dig a little deeper. You can reach a little higher. The Spirit of the Lord will set your soul on fire. Come on. Dig a little deeper. Reach a little higher. Spirit of the Lord, set soul on fire. Come on, dig a little deeper. You can do that. Reach a little higher right now. Spirit of the Lord, set your soul on fire. Dig a little deeper. Reach a little higher. Spirit of the Lord God, set my soul on fire. The Word says that when Christ anoints you, that He gives you power to do His will. And we've been talking a lot about dominion. And you can take your seats. Our creation from the Genesis of time, and it's important to know this. You can keep going. That's okay. We're fine right there. I like a little atmosphere for the Word right now. I can only imagine. What did heaven sound like when God was creating? I bet there was a song in heaven. What's it going to do? What's it going to say? What's it going to look like? What's it going to do? What's it going to say? Angels were probably going, yeah! Praise Him! Praise Him! The Word says that they look with anticipation. And they said, what is this that you have made, this fearful, wonderful thing? But what is man that you're so mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit them? God created you to take dominion. Adam, in the Genesis, remember, God doesn't change His mind. He redeems us to purpose. In other words, He reminds us. Because the Word says His Word is life. And Jesus said something really empowering. He said, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. Okay? And the church can get excited about that. May not really know what it means, but we get excited about it. The words I speak are spirit and life. Yeah. But the scriptures call Jesus the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So think about it. Not in the beginning were words from God, but in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was Jesus. The Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made. So consider the Word of God are not simply words from God, but it is the Word of God, and the Word of God are not just words. We can say a lot of words, and you should watch what you say because it affects how you think. You should watch what your ear hears, what you allow to come in to your mind, because you have to process all that information. So we need to watch what we hear because we want to walk in dominion. But the Word says, Jesus said, the words that I'm speaking to you, they're not flesh and blood, but they're spirit. They're spirit and they're life. And Jesus has always been. In the beginning was the Word. The Word isn't, I mean, God, when God released the Word, then what He conveyed took shape, just like you can do. When you release the Word of God, then what you convey will take shape. Listen, God doesn't always want to do all that we think, but He wills to do far more than you could imagine. Sometimes we process in our mind information and we think, God didn't answer me, but He always answers you. But He answers you according to His will, even when you pray outside of His will, because He's just God, and He's faithful, and He's good. But he doesn't always answer everything we think, but He does will to answer us, to give us far more than we could imagine or think. And the Word says He wills to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we ask or think. So what I want you to do today, and I pray that the Spirit of the Lord fill your mind with the Word. The Word. Now the Word is more than we can convey. As a matter of fact, the Scriptures tell us that the Holy Spirit conveys, He communicates through us words which cannot be uttered. So the Word of God, Jesus, is more than you can say. The Word of God is more than you can convey with your mouth. The Word of God is spirit inside of you, and He's life in you. God even said, He said, the commandments, He said, are there as a teacher to point you in a direction that you should be going, that you should be thinking. But you're not going to keep them because flesh and blood is not subject to the will of God or the law of God, and it never will be. But I'm giving you my Spirit. And then God said, this is the covenant that I'm making with you. He said, I'm going to write it. I'm going to write my Word, my laws, my commandments. I'm going to write it in your heart and in your mind. So it won't just be things that you say. Because we think about keep the Word of God. What is the Word of God? I mean, every commandment or every... What is the Word of God? Is it just what we remember Jesus saying? He said, I have many things to say to you. He said, things you can't hear, things you can't know. But when the Spirit of the Father comes into you, He's going to lead you. He's going to teach you what the Word means. And the Word is not simply a reference of communication, but the Word is the literal living nature of God in all of His attributes, which is everything. Remember, God isn't all that you need. He's all that there is. Exceeding, abundant, and above. So set your mind on these things. And the Word says regarding the world that we live in today and the prognosticators of negative and bad news, remember God said, Scriptures tell us, it says, the righteous should not fear bad news. The righteous shouldn't fear bad news. And then I like what David said, only good will happen to me. Only good. Because Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So we might as well believe the best. Because then the word says, when you set your heart on God, everything that comes your way has to work out for good. I love the attitude and the spirit of Joseph. He conveyed the word. His brother said, we're so sorry for all that we did to you. We did you wrong. We did you bad. And I love what Joseph said. He says, don't worry about it. He says, I'm here to save. God sent me here to save the world through his word, his revelation, his spirit. He said, what you intended for evil, God meant for good. Not just that he turned it around, but what you meant for evil, when we fear the Lord, when we just not just believe in God, but we just believe God. I learned a long time ago, believing in God wasn't nearly enough. I had to believe God. Because the call, and it always has been the call, but I see an awakening in a generation that I'm calling this generation that begin to subdue the earth. Not fight politics, not fight evil people, not speak out against the evil, but the word says, what things soever a lovely good, if there's virtue, power, praise, honor, think on these things. Because our design was not to wrestle and fight, because Jesus said, God said, the battle's mine, says the Lord, but to walk in the solitude as victory, and more than victory, but and more than conquerors, but being more than conquerors through Christ, which love us, but walk in dominion. So the word of God is the spirit of God on the inside of you. It's what takes control over the emotions when you hear bad news, and out of your mouth you say, only good will happen to me. When you're threatened, like Joseph said, what you may have intended good, God didn't just turn it around. He used everything you did for good. You couldn't wish. You might wish, but your wish isn't going to come true. 1,000 will fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it won't come nigh me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I've set my affections on you. My hope, my real hope is in you. Not that you're going to do all that I think, but that you will to do far more than I could even imagine. And that's what you're bringing to pass. Not everything that I've asked you to do, because some of the things I asked you to do, I did it without the consciousness of your word or your will. The word says his word is his will. His will is his word. And it's more than just what we convey. It's realizing that the word of God fills us. And that's what he said. He said, I will fill you with my word. That's where discernment comes in. You start discerning what God is saying. You start discerning what God is, what God is like. You can't always convey, and that's what the scriptures say, you can't always say what you need to say, because your flesh is too weak to really convey the word of power. But the Holy Spirit, he will convey the word of power that you can't utter. He'll convey it through you. He'll speak it through you. He'll bring it. And sometimes it might be an unspoken word, but a step of faith, an action, an attitude. It's not who says what, it's where it comes from. There are some people that call themselves righteous, and they may or may not be. Not for me to judge. But it's not always what they say, it's where did that come from. And some unrighteous people will say certain things, and we can get upset and get angry, but we need to stop it, and we need to take dominion. We need to get serious about dominion and subduing the earth like we're commanded. He gave us all power. But there's an attitude. There's a reference to the power of God. Because God can even take evil men and make them speak his word. It's not who it comes from, it's where it comes from. As righteous, we can shout out against evil. We can shout out against sin. We can shout out against darkness. But honestly, that typically comes from us. But when it comes from God, it conveys power. His word is peace. His word is power. His word is righteousness. His word doesn't allow us to think that we are just set to the tone of walking in our own weakness and God just make it as best as it can be. But that it's no longer I that lives is what the scripture conveys. It's no longer I. It's not I. It's not me that's living. When I'm born of Christ, when I'm born of the Spirit, it's no longer flesh. It's Christ that dwells in me. A lot of times because we think certain things and we want God to answer certain things, even leaders, spiritual leaders, can try and just soothe the weakness of the flesh, soothe your conscience just so you don't get discouraged. Just make you feel okay because we've all done it. Well, we all have, but we shouldn't all do. But to dig a little deeper, to reach a little higher, and take on the attitude that God commanded Adam and Eve in the Genesis of time. He said, I've given you all the earth and everything here is good. We need to take on the mindset, everything God made is good, and there isn't anything that's coming my way except what God wills for my life. Because he said he would lead me in the ways that I should go. David had a revelation, and remember when he said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it doesn't matter because you're with me. It's not where I am, it's who I'm with and who is with me. I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, what that literally means is you're going to guide me, direct, correct, instruct me at all times. You'll prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup will run over at that point in time. My cup of joy, my cup of peace, my cup of wisdom, my cup of... The word says those that respond to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, they listen to what he says and they don't fear any evil. They don't fear bad news. They trust in the Lord. When you take dominion, those that take dominion in the earth, according to the will of God, not according to man's will, God doesn't always do all that we think, but he does far more than we could ever imagine. But when you take dominion in the earth, there are no victims. No one's a victim that takes dominion over the earth. No one's a victim. Victim mentality comes because we don't do what we were created to do. Heaven is an incredible, phenomenal, beyond imagination world. And all the will of the Father is there. It's present at all times. The earth is a different place. The earth God gave, he said, here's the earth. What I want you to do is I want you to demonstrate my godness and my goodness in the earth. I want you to take dominion. I want you to walk in trust and confidence, in faith in me. I want you to believe me. I want you to believe me. I want you to take dominion. Because when we walk in dominion, we don't feel like victims. You want to heal the world of that victimized mentality? Let's teach to subdue, which means to bring under. Hebrew, the Greek means, or the Hebrew means to bring it under your power. What power? The power God's given me. Everything is going to have to bow to the will of the Father. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. So I'm not going to be two-souled and say that out of one side of my mouth and then fight against it out of the other side. I'm not going to say they're trying to do me evil. They're trying to bring me down. I'm going to say the Lord's raising me up. Like Joseph said, what you meant for evil didn't really matter because God intended everything that was coming my way for good. Because he showed me a vision, I just believed his word. I just said, God's going to do this. When they threw me in the pit, I didn't like it very much, but I still knew God is with me. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's my shepherd, I don't want. I don't need humanity to save me or heal me or make me feel better about me. I just need to know who he is that abides in me. And it's not the will of man that I pursue, but the will of the Father. He said, set your mind on things above. I want to say to you, only good is going to happen to you. That's what the word says. Only good will happen to the righteous. Only good. Well, a lot of it, no. I didn't say things happen that you didn't like, didn't understand, didn't appreciate. But God is just, he's justified by every word of his mouth. He is holy. His word is perfect. And he said, no evil will befall you. We live so much of our lives fearing what may be or what may not be. Spend so much time afraid of what may not happen or what may happen. And then feel like victims, whatever it may be, whatever that victim card is. I just wasn't blessed like the rest of my family or the rest of whoever or whatever. But when you convey, we've all watched things that happened, and certainly there have been times that we all said, that's bad. But I learned it's not about turning things around. It's about seeing things from God's perspective. Jesus said it like this. Jesus never complained. Jesus was never a victim. He never took on a victim mentality. He was illy treated. He was poorly treated. Some men thought they killed him. They couldn't, because he said, no one takes my life. I lay it down. But he didn't carry a victim mentality, because he said, I came to take dominion over your sin. I came to put it down. I came to take death. Death's not taking me, remember. I came to take death to the grave. That's what I came to do, because it certainly can't take me. But I'm going to take it to the grave for you. And I'm going to restore you to a point of a consciousness after God. See, Adam and Eve had what you have today, but we have the Holy Spirit. We are redeemed. We already know what the other side is like. We're now on this side. We got the second born again. We got to come alive again. We got to see what it was like to be without, and now we know what it's like to be with. We got to see and feel the difference. So we remember, and the Word says the Holy Spirit will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever He conveyed to you, and tell you things you didn't hear with your ear, things you can't convey with your mouth. We're more than just the speaking of the Word. You are the spoken Word of God. By His Word, He created you. Even those that deny His power, still you're created by His Word. And God purposed and destined everyone. It's not His will that any should perish. And it's about taking on the attitude that God reigns and rules in us in the earth. He's given us dominion, or else He'd just make it all like it is in heaven. But He said, I want you to pray. That's why we take the rope. I want you to pull on heaven. I want you to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Let it be manifest. You're more than the words you speak. You're the Word He spoke. He is the Word of God. Adam and Eve had. God said, I've given you dominion. It's one thing to hold something in your hand. It's another thing to hold something in your mind. It's one thing to have dominion. It's another thing to be dominion-minded. That's why the Word says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I encourage you, listen to the Word. Jesus said, I've anointed you to declare good news. Well, the world's evil and it needs rebuke. God will rebuke it through your righteousness. Word vanishes in the presence of light, not screaming at it. When I come in this room, it's pretty dark. I don't come in here and start screaming, darkness, go! I just hit the switch and the room lights up. Same thing, hit the switch. Be the light. And you can't be the light and dark at the same time, because light and darkness, the Word teaches us, cannot occupy the same space at the same time. When light shows up, darkness is gone. We have such an opportunity. We think, my wife and I were talking about this today, we think that we live in a world like, oh man, there's so much evil. Guys, there's been evil forever. There's been wars and rumors of wars and fighting. And stop taking the time you live in and making it the worst that's ever been. Take the time you live in and make it the best there will ever be. This is the hour of the Lord. This is the blessing of God's favor. God said, I want communicators, preachers of the gospel, to declare the year of the Lord's favor. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Turn away from what you're thinking and surrender to the will of the Father. You're not going to defeat the devil. He did that. You're not going to overcome darkness. He did that. He said, walk in the light as I am the light. No one's a victim in the kingdom. Adam had dominion, but he wasn't dominion-minded. Eve had dominion, but wasn't dominion-minded. And what lacking the consciousness of dominion does is it makes you think someone's thinking less of you and you care. It makes you think that maybe you're a little lower or have a little less or don't have as many opportunities. That's not dominion. That's being dominated by the world. It's letting the world tell you who you are. It's letting people or your past or your weakness determine who you are. And that's why the word says when you can't even convey in words, in prayer, what you should, that's still no problem. The Holy Spirit will intercede through you. He will convey words that cannot be uttered, words too deep. Jesus spoke words that no one had ever spoken before. It wasn't just what he said, it's where it came from. They said, we've heard these words, but not these words. I mean, he's speaking some of the things we've read, but when we read it, it was like a conversation. When he said it, it was life. And he said, the words that I convey to you, he said, they're spirit. They're not just words, because I am the, not words of God, I am the Word of God. And his name is called the Word of God. Paul warned us. He said, don't be two-souled, double-minded. The world is this and the world is a horrible place. No, the world is a perfect place. It's a perfect world. The world couldn't be more perfect. God made it perfectly and blessed it and said, here's the perfection. You get to take dominion over it. You get to subdue it. The earth will speak out against you. You put it in its place. The word will tell you, or the world will tell you, you're a victim. But my word will tell you, you're far more than even victorious. You're valued in the kingdom of God. You're a wonder to beheld or to behold. Our bodies are these bodies are houses of earth. We're made from the dust. And God's greatness, the word says he looked into the dust, the insignificance, seemingly, of the dust and said, this is what I'll make man out of. And I'll form him in my image and in my likeness, and I will give them dominion over all the earth. And the only way that you subdue anything that comes against you, and I'm talking about the earth rising up against you, people's words, your past, your weakness, what you feel like is your failures. The only thing that can overcome that is the word of Christ in you. You can fight all day. You can work. You watch people today around the world who have made themselves famous and built empires and can buy or do anything they want. And so many of them convey how lacking in peace they are, how unhappy. It's the destitute is man's effort to satisfy himself. That's being destitute. But abundance, satisfaction, fulfillment is when you know I am not my own. When you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, the word says you're bought with a price, you belong to me, and what I've done when I purchased you is I sanctified you for myself and I filled you with my word. My word fills you. Be happy. Be excited. Be joyful. Be at peace. For only good will happen to you. God says, I can raise up Joseph and he will give the king instructions because he knows how to think. He has a dominion mind. He has a mind of dominion. When he spoke to his brothers before he even really knew what was going on, he said things like, I saw you bowing before me. I saw your sheaves bowing before me. I saw the stars of heaven bow before me. And you can tend to think, man, what an arrogant guy. But he had a mind of dominion. We're not talking about people surrendering to you. We're talking about you surrendering to the will of the Father. So when things happen, you don't see them as destruction and collision and misbehavior. You see, listen, whatever, wherever I am and whatever God brings around me, whatever God allows to come into the sphere of my life, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm not going to want. He's going to make me lie down in green pastures. He's leading me beside the stilled waters. He's the restorer of my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, come on, where are the real believers in the house that believe God? I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Ever notice when God speaks, even when he's bringing judgment, he gives you a light. You feel his love. You feel his embrace. You feel that sense of confidence. That's what David was saying. We call them the Hebrew children, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they faced the furnace, they had a different attitude. They had a dominion attitude, a dominion-minded. The king said, make the furnace seven times hotter than it's ever been. I can just see the thing radiating with heat, melting. You take iron and steel and you put it in a furnace of fire. I know because I've done it numerous times. It just starts to melt. It turns so red, it loses its own structural integrity. You take a magnet to metal and you touch magnet to the metal and the magnet sticks. But when it's in the fire, all the little molecules and all the everything that makes it what it is just gets lost in itself, and a magnet won't stick to it. It's just that hot. But that means that's when it's hot enough to do what's called quenching it. You put it in the oil, like the anointing oil. Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, Jesus said, he said, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world. Think about that. He could have said, Father, take them out. I've redeemed them. Let's go. But when your world feels like it's just bouncing all over, all the atoms in the metal are bouncing all over and they can't find their place, and then you say, this is where you are, and you quench it. The integrity of a blade is the edge that it holds. And when it's quenched in the oil, when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, the integrity of all God has intended you to be, remember, he's predestined you to be the sons of God. Something happens inside and things just start coming together. But if you use your mouth to convey double-toned words, the devil's after me, people are trying to stop me, no one's ever loved my mind. You know, that may all be true in your mind, but it just doesn't matter who it is. What matters is where it came from. God didn't say that. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. No weapon formed against you will prosper. 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, it won't come nigh you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, you do what you want, king. We get it. You're angry. You're upset. You build a statue. There's a lot of money in that, a lot of time, a lot of effort. And we know your rep's on the line. We get it. But it just doesn't matter because we have dominion over that furnace because we worship God. And God will deliver us. He will. And even if it didn't, it's not going to change us. Because we're not surrendering, submitting to what you think or what you say or what you feel. We need to think that way about the world we live in today. The government you think is over you is not the government that's over you. God said the government rests on his shoulders. We need a voice that declares God is God. He is Lord over all the nations of the earth. Hear, O nations of the earth, Lord our God is one Lord, one God. He rules, he reigns. And he reigns in you and through you. To him be the glory. I love the psalmist that said, I meditate on your law day and night. What comes out of my mouth is your word, who you are, what you say. When David faced his Goliath, he didn't stand there and go, wow, you guys are all afraid, and I can't believe what's wrong with you, and this guy is so mean. And he just said, hey, You say whatever you want towards me, but it's going to happen unto you because I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. In other words, He's my identity. I take dominion. It doesn't matter how big. It's not who you are. It's where you came from. And you didn't come from the word of the Father. But everything that's going on, oh Goliath, and armies, are intended for my good. Jesus said, I'm not asking that you take them out of the world. I want you to give them dominion over it. Keep them from the evil of the world. The Hebrew is not the evil one, it's evil. Keep them from evil. What is evil? Doubting God. All evil stems from doubting God. When you believe God, not just in God, believe God. It's those trying times, those uncertain times that you put in the furnace and things begin to feel shaky. And I get it. No, I've had enough. You can't grow in the shade. We have this beautiful vine out in front of our yard. We had the gardener plant, and we said we just wanted to cover the fence, so when we're in the back on the patio, we have a little privacy. Thank you. See, we need help. And we planted it, and the gardener said it's going to be beautiful, it's going to grow, it's going to smell great, and this type of vine won't attract critters. He says it's really good, and it's going to cover this fence. He planted it, a year went by, nothing happened. Next year's coming up, and I'm going, hey, man, nothing happened. This is supposed to be fast-growing. And he says to me, he said, there's too much shade. I said, what do you mean? There's too much. He said, it needs the sun. This tree right here is blocking it. It can't be in the heat. There's too much shade. I said, so what I want you to do, cut it down. Not down, but cut it off. Cut it way back, because I want those vines to grow. And my wife is like, I think we need to plant something else. And I said, no, you know what? I really think it just needs to be in the sun. And this year, cut the tree back. That thing's growing like crazy. I know you like to stay in the shade, but you can't grow there. And you shouldn't fear the sun because it doesn't hurt you. It heals you and it helps you. God's giving you dominion. Your ear will hear something that God may not block. Someone may say something about you that makes you feel a little antsy or a little nervous or uncertain. And God didn't block that. And so we throw it over and say the devil. No, the devil did. Stop it. Stop it. Stop the devil thing. In all my ways I acknowledge you. I set my mind on you. I worship you. Do the God thing. The Spirit of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. No doubt, you see. God, it's Jesus. Blessing is following me. The presence of the Lord surrounds me. That's dominion-minded. I'm taking dominion over the earth. I don't fear anything. Not being big or brave. I just trust the Lord. And you'd be amazed. You can walk through a time of your life, a long time of your life, and say, man, I haven't been attacked in a long time. I remember when God revealed the word of freedom to me, meaning stop talking about the devil and how much power you are. Forget him. Remember me. Just like Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. Stop talking about him and dominion you have over him. Rejoice because your name. He said, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. He said, rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I remember after that message God poured into me many years ago, and I started ministry, I used to fight like crazy. The world and life and demons and devil, I fought. I saw things. I heard things. You could not convince me that they weren't there. Could not. Because I believed it. I believed. I believe that the world was a bad place, an evil place, an imperfect place, and that the devil was there to stop me at every turn and every angle, and people were just going to come against me because they weren't going to love me because I just serve God, and they may not, but after delivering, God delivered that word to me, and he said, I want you to enter into the rest of God. It's going to be hot days, but enter the rest. I walked through many, many, many years of my life going, man, I haven't been attacked in forever. The reality is I was walking in the same world, living the same life, but interpreting everything totally different. And peace followed. John 14, 27, peace, Jesus said, I leave with you. Leave with, not take it, not, it's not intermittent. My peace I give to you. Not as the world can give, because it can't. Do I give to you? Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Believe in me. Believe in me. Trust me. Let your mouth communicate the blessing of the Lord. Let's be purveyors, conveyors of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's be single-minded. If you're cursed, get blessed. And if you're blessed, you can't be cursed. You're one or the other. Take dominion. I'm not a victim. I'm victorious and victoriously valued. God is with me in spirit and truth and power. He leads me in the way. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The world can be going crazy around you, but when you're baptized in the oil of the Spirit, you interpret the world different because you're taking dominion. God gave Adam and Eve a world, perfect world, but there was chaos in it. There was disorder. And God says, bring it into order. We think God's not answering or working. You don't get it. This is our life. This is our honor. We get to take dominion. We get to watch the Spirit of God make earth look like heaven. We get to watch God manifest at times we can't imagine or figure it out. And just say, God, I don't care. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have screamed a lot of things. Jesus could have screamed a lot of things. Paul could have screamed a lot of things. Peter could have screamed. They all could have screamed a lot of things. David. But they just said things like, what you meant for evil, God intended all along for my good and for your good. No weapon formed can prosper. Think about that mind for believers. Think about a mind where we really believe God is who he says he is, and that he's really with us like he says he is, and that he's really leading us like he said he would, and he's really with us at all times like he declares he would be, and he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. This is not a gambling casino world. This is a world of wonder. You didn't enter into a time of bargaining and gambling. This is a yes and amen. God secured you in this place. And he said, I just want you to believe me. I know you believe in me, but believe me. There's a difference in detecting and perceiving. Remember? You can detect your keys are in your hand because you're holding on to them and walk all over the house looking for them. And you didn't detect, you didn't perceive they're in your hands because you had your phone and your keys in your hands. Saw your phone, but you couldn't find your keys. You wander all over the place. Your body's detecting there. That's why you're holding on to it. But when you perceive, someone says, hey, they're in your hands. It's a different world. God is saying, I want you to perceive how God I am with you. Everything in my life is going to turn out to bear witness that God is greatly with me. Every single thing in my life. If I'm laying in bed with a broken leg, if I have a tube run down my throat in the hospital, I know, but someone's got to stand up and say it. God is with you. You don't know what's evil and you don't know what's good that's coming against you unless you know God is with you. There's no way to discern it because there are a lot of things we would want to happen that should never happen. A lot of things we would will. A lot of things we would think should happen and ask God to do that should never happen. God doesn't answer everything that we think. He doesn't want to do everything we think he should do, but he will sure do more than you could have ever imagined. And what he does keeps you. In a moment's time, change your mind. Peace comes and you can't figure out how. Things start coming together, but did anything really change? Or did you perceive them as God willed them, and then you begin to change, and then everything around you begin to serve you in its purpose? That's dominion. We just wait for things to change. That's not dominion. No one needs dominion if everything just changes and turns the way. Nothing is subdued when it just falls to the order of your wishes and whims. But when you transform into thinking like God, having the mind of authority, knowing, come on, Goliath, do your best. Whatever. No armor. None of what you say. None of what you think. I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. I don't know. I'm going to throw a stone. Let's see what God does. Because wherever that stone lands, that's where God appointed it. Whatever happens after that, that's the will of the Father. You walk in victory. And you can't be double-minded and expect to see the hand of God. Even if he's moving, you won't see it. And he is. Jesus, Father, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world. That's not the plan. That's not the point. We don't want them taken out of the world. We want them to walk in dominion. We want them to see the goodness of the Lord. We want them to bless the Lord at all times. Mom, God wants you blessed. He wants you to think blessed. Even if your kids are going chaotic, God will do a wonder. If you'll allow him to do a wonder in you, be a witness so they can see the light of God in you. Instead of just your words, convey the word. The spirit, the nature, the power of God. It's the best there is. It's not all they need. It's all there is. It's far more than enough. Say your kids are a wreck. Maybe you were the wreck. Maybe God allowed your kids to see what you needed to think so you could take dominion over the earth. God gave you that power. And bear witness. Not condemnation to yourself. Well, no, don't do that either. That's that victim mentality. That's not taking dominion. That happened in the Old Testament. Well, the woman you gave me. I would have never even thought about her. I didn't even know what a woman was. Reached in my side, ripped her out, and then she ripped my heart out. No. God said, I've given you dominion over all the earth. Of course, it's going to rise up against you, but bring it in submission. Jesus said, I've given you that power. There isn't anything you can't do. I mean, anything that you could imagine that you can't do. It may not run the trace or the track or the road or run down the trail that you think it should, but it's going to happen. It'll happen. The question is will you be awake to see it? I don't mean dead. I mean, are you awake to see it? Jesus walked with power and authority in the earth. He was there. He was present. The word says we saw him. We handled him. We beheld him. We didn't get him. We detected something was going on, but we didn't perceive it was the Son of God. And when people began to perceive this is the Son of God, things started happening. He's always who he is. He's the fullness of all things. But there are times God just isn't going to answer everything you think, but he wills to do far more than you could imagine. You can't live in the shade and grow. You can't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to be hurt. I don't want to get hurt anymore. Good. Get over yourself. Repent. Be born again. In other words, do not fear what men can do to you. Literally, I don't care. I care to be a witness for the Father. But you can't care what people think or people say or let it dictate who or what you are or the value that you are. So they didn't like you because you weren't as rich or because you had a different color or came from a different background. What did God say about you? If you believe God, what do you care what man says? He doesn't know you. No man knows the spirit of a man save that spirit on the inside of him. You don't know you until Christ tells you who you are. So don't get upset because someone else denies who you are. Just make sure you don't. I know in whom I have believed. That's who I am. I know who redeemed me. That's who I am. I know who changed me. That's who I am. I know the word that fills me. That's who I am. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. So I put before you, this is the greatest season of your lives. Embrace it. Be thankful for it. Use your voice, use your ear, use your head. Put yourself in a position where you hear from God, where you hear the word of the Lord, where you hear what God is saying. Put yourself in that place. Put yourself in a position to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. You'll find within you is the potential to do things you couldn't imagine. When I was younger, my brother-in-law was very heavy into martial arts, several different styles, and he'd break 2x4s and 2x6s and bricks and curbs and everything else with his fist. Not a good idea to break a curb. There's rebar in that. But he taught me. And one of the things he said to me, he said, when you strike it, I was wise, foolish, I don't know, enough to do it. But he said, see yourself on the other side. See yourself on the other side. So I listened to him. I let him get in my head. And I started thinking like he did. So I did. I struck the brick and it fell. I thought he had messed with it. It just broke off. I mean, just fell apart. And I went, you got to be kidding me. I did that with this hand. And I said, did you mess? He said, didn't do a thing. And then do it again and realize, wow, see yourself on the other side. You're capable of more than you could possibly imagine. You're so much, there's so much more in you. Don't spend your time worrying about what might happen. It's not going to happen. Don't believe in it. Believe in what God said about you. The Lord is with me. He's my joy, my peace, my health. Hey, listen, when I hear preachers out there throwing out all this, whether they say whatever they say, and I hear all this fear talk and all this bombastic words, it's this rhetoric, I just say, that's not what God said to me. I hear what God has to say. Test the spirits, see whether they be of God. Trust in the Lord. It's time for us to get to where we should be. Dominion-minded. A mind of dominion. Not my will, God's will. When you're blessed, it's, believe it or not, it's not your desire. It's not your will. It's not your idea. It's God's idea. He wills to bless you. He's good. I mean, not good like we think good. He's so good. He's so good. It's His will. And then we get there and think, wow, I wrestled. No, you didn't wrestle. You wrestled yourself into poverty, but you'll rest yourself into prosperity. Trust in the Lord. He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you what to do. He'll give you ideas. He'll give you witty inventions. He'll make you wise in His presence. He'll cause you. You don't have to have the people around you. Don't even have to be the people that bless you. The people you see don't have to be the people that honor you. He'll bring it from afar. God will do exactly what He said because God's so God. Let's just glorify the Lord together. Let's come in the unity of the Spirit, in the knowledge of the Son of Almighty God, and worship Him together. Let's give God all the praise. Let's let arrogance and pride and trying to subdue one another leave, and let's subdue the earth. Let's bring it under the authority of the Word of God, the nature, the Spirit, the love of the Father, Jesus. Let's do that. Selah. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Would you stand with me? Believe it's a day of wonder unlike any other. No, really, hear me. Did you hear the words I just said? Believe it's a day of wonder unlike any other. You want to pull on heaven for a minute? Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. Just like Jesus taught us, whatever you release from the earth will be released from the heavens. We need heaven to pour down on us like a waterfall. We need a deluge from the heavens of God. And He said, whatever comes down there, I came because I put my word in my prophet's mouth. They declared me, and I came, and I said, I came to fulfill the word that was spoken. And he did. And then he said, I've given you dominion, so I want you to bear witness to me. That's what he said. Bear witness that you're my children, that you are the seeds of the prophets, the foretold of generations past, the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, kings and priests to your God. That you walk in dominion and authority, that it's no longer you that lives, but I'm living my life through you. That's the word of God. Hear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth. For the Lord our God, he has spoken. Let your glory be poured out in the earth. Let there be a great awakening unto righteousness. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. In other words, stop looking the direction you're looking at and look in the direction of the kingdom of God. Everyone that rises against you, the word says, God will cause their works to fall. They will not produce the fruit that they think they will produce, but the Lord will bear fruit and bear witness through you. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. And through him we bear much fruit, and without him we can do nothing, but through him you can do all things. This is the year 2022 of the Lord's favor. This is a year of repentance. I repent of my double-minded ways, thinking I'm blessed and cursed at the same time. God's with me, but the devil's after me. The Lord has blessed me, but people are cursing me. I believe the word of the Lord. Single-minded, I set my mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Jesus said, Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world. You know why? Jesus said, I'm not of the world, and neither are they. He said, you are not of the world. You're in it, and I'm not taking you out. But I'm going to finish the course through you. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. It has nothing to say about you that makes any difference, but you have plenty to say about it that makes all the difference in all the world. This is the greatest season of your life, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You're in this world, you're not of it. But you have plenty to say to it and about it. God commands his will through you. Pull upon the heavens of God for an awakening to righteousness. For the spirit of prophecy and outpouring, which literally means men and women begin to prophesy by the Spirit of the Lord and not by the will of the flesh. They speak the things that God would say, and they know they can. For we are his sheep. And Lord, we know we hear your voice. We thank you for every door you've closed. We thank you for every door you've opened. We thank you for every word of rejection. And we thank you for every word of honor. In all things we praise you, because you are Lord of all, in all, and through all. And to you all praise and glory belongs. Lord, we thank you for this unusual time, beyond the mastermind of men, but we hear the mind of the Master, the Lord of hosts, great God of heaven. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. And Lord, we thank you that you have given us this time to do the one thing that pleases the Father. Live by faith. And Father, we believe you. We trust you. We thank you. I pray for everyone in the house. Pray for those today that are sick in bed, unsure and uncertain. The Spirit of God quicken your mortal body. God, take dominion over your flesh, from the smallest of wounds to the greatest of concerns. God, your healer, touch you, heal you, raise you up right here, right now. Whether you can hear my voice or not, the Spirit of God touch you, heal you. Everyone that's believing for God's will of recovery and healing in your body. Richard, your mom, we speak the word of healing and life to her. in the name of Jesus. Ray, you and your family, as though it had never been, but yet you bear the witness that God did a wonder. To everyone in the house, God's strength, God's will, God's wisdom, fill your heart and fill your mind. You've nothing to fear. God is with you. God is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? No one. Say it with me. God be for me. Who can be against me? Say, no one. Look at your neighbor and say, no one. God be for me. Who can be against me? No one. Come on, mean it. Let's be single-minded. It's about time. Come on. Say, God be for me. Who can be against me? No one. No one. Say, God be for me. Who can be against me? No one. Say it. Come on. If God be for me, who can be against me? God be for me. Who can be against me? God be for me. Who can be against me? No one. Say. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say it. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one. Say it. If God be for me, who can be against me? Say, God be for me. And He is. Steve, if God is for you, nothing can hold you back, delay you for a moment, because God has made you the moment in which you believe. Anton, every yes and amen, man, will fall to God's plan, man. God's blessing prevails over all things, all circumstances, all voices, at all times. God brings a change of purpose into your life and the change of mind. Everything falls to the order of His will. Chris, God stands beside you, guiding you. Still, His wisdom, His word, His will, and His wonder prevail over the nations of the earth. Lord, as God's hand of favor justifies your steps, orchestrates your desire, leads you in the way of peace. He is God Almighty, the Lord ever present, God ever good, never changing. He is all things perfect. He is holy, holy, holy. Great is the Lord our God. He's greatly to be praised. You're walking in a moment of time that the Spirit of God would not decline. But He said, no matter what, I will lead you there. Even if I have to take you by the head of your hair, I'll lead you. And the Lord took me up and He showed me what He wanted me to see. God said, behold, I'm with you in all I've called you to be. He's not left you alone. He is the strength of your life. He is your stature. He is your reputation. He is your favor. He is your honor. He has not made you a victim. He has made you a victor. Greater is He that is in you than anything that's in the world. God is for you. Do you believe that? Lift your voice and shout, yeah! Favor of the Lord is after you, pursuing you. No doubt it's true. Say it. Say. Favor of the Lord is after me, pursuing me. It's plain to see. Favor of the Lord is after you, pursuing you. No doubt it's true. And all you have to do is just stop and worship Him. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Worship the God of heaven and earth. Change, dominion is happening in your world. Dominion is happening in your world. Prophesy over this body. He that has an ear, those that are viewing, hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to you. Called you, anointed you, appointed you. to walk as a witness in the earth and declare God is with me. All things will work together in accordance with His will and His plan for my life. Everything is masterfully set in the order of His will. No piece, no part is out of order. He will bring all things to convey His will in my life, and I will bear witness in this vessel that the Lord has created me for His purpose and for His pleasure. If you receive that word, lift your voice and shout, yeah! Favor of the Lord is after you. Yes, He is. Favor of God is pursuing you. That's who's chasing you. All you have to do is just stop, 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 and worship Him. Stop, 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 and worship Him. Just stop what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're wishing. Stop, listen, and worship Him.